cloudy night.
And the rain keeps a-pouring.
And it's thundering and it's lightning.
And the wind keeps a-blowing.
I've had so much misery since my baby left this town.
Since his baby left this town. And the rain keeps a-pouring.
Stormy, stormy weather.
And the wind keeps a-blowing.
And it's thundering and it's lightning.
And the rain keeps a-pouring.
Skies have turned dark.
And the wind keeps a-blowing.
And it's thundering and it's lightning. Never had so much misery since my baby left this town.
Since his baby left this town. Since his baby left this town.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was our lovely tribute to the Ponderosa Stomp this evening. Hope all of our friends had a great time down there. We gotta do that sometime. We should all save up and go together. We should do everything together. But now it's time for the radio obituaries. We'll do that together now. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We begin by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And then we thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does. And we start off with the initial radio obituary for Walter Bunny Sickler, the American R&B singer, also songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer. He was known as the creator of the Philly sound in the early 1970s. Bunny Sickler just passed away at 76. No, I haven't decided yet, but But there's lots happening in this obit that could well have happened at the Ponderosa Stomp. So, go figure. Let's start this initial radio obituary for Bunny Sickler right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Okay, let us try this way. The post-initial radio obituary is for Cesare Giovannini, the American pianist, band arranger, and composer. After being in the U.S. Navy band, he went on to join the NBC Orchestra in Chicago from 49 through 56, where he gained fame through appearances on the Dave Garraway and Ransom Sherman shows. But then, in 56 and 57, he was the music director for Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Cesare Giovannini just passed away at 92. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Next radio obituary is for Monty Hall. Canadian-American game show host, producer, and philanthropist. of course, best known as the long-running host of Let's Make a Deal, and for the puzzle named after him, the Monty Hall Problem. I think we should take that when we have our Ponderosa Stomp field trip. Monty Hall just passed away at 96. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, I just want to note, George Carlin in 2 weeks of opits in a row. How crazy is that? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, yeah. Daytime television. Now, guys don't watch too much. I realize the guys aren't into daytime TV. Most of the ladies in an audience like this don't watch either. But if anyone watches, it is mostly women. There's a lot of women-oriented shows. There's a lot of pain, man. There's a lot of pain in the daytime. A lot of tragedy, a lot of down trips. Soap operas, most especially. Ladies don't even call them soap operas anymore. They call them my stories.
Call me back, Agnes. My stories are coming on.
And there are lots of stories. And they all have doctors in them. Doctors in everything. Even if it's not about doctors, he'll be along. There's not much happiness in the daytime, even on the quiz shows, you know, where you'd expect to find an occasional winner and a little joy. They rarely have a winner anymore. They really don't get to play the games anymore. Damn rules take too long to explain. By the time they get to the first question is, can you come back tomorrow? We're out of time. You've heard the rules. Well, you know how we play our game, don't you? The champion, Mrs. Muckenfuss, will get the first question. If she answers correctly, the challenger, Mrs. Fussmucker, will spin the big prize wheel to determine the champion's prize. If the wheel stops on a prize already won by the champion, she'll have to forfeit the prize and draw a number for a new category. If the wheel stops on a prize not yet won by our champion, she'll have a choice of either accepting the prize or taking a prize from the challenger's list, in which case the champion forfeits her turn and chooses the challenger's home partner from the revolving drum. We'll call the challenger's home partner on the phone. We'll ask her 15 questions. If she can answer all of them correctly, she can select a number from 1 to 900. The champion will then spin the big prize wheel to determine the amount of money won by the challenger's home partner. Well, that's what happens if the champion answers correctly. If she answers incorrectly, she has to give us her firstborn male child. Well, it's only fair. Those ladies don't risk anything, you know. I mean, they come to the studio empty-handed. And even the worst contestant of the month gets a copy of the home game. A little pat in the ass. Thank you, honey. God love you. I'd like to see those ladies have to bring in their own furniture and bet it against the house, you know? Give a little excitement. Okay, you've lost. Take it away, boys. Your living room. Okay. Isn't she a good sport? And then there's Let's Make a Deal, the seat of greed in America. You've seen the people on Let's Make a Deal. You should see the ones they don't let on the show. Take them away. Yeah, but you gotta be a little bit dingy, I think, to be 43 years old and standing up there dressed like a radish, you know? And the ladies, God love them, they show that greed when Monty shows the money. Hi, I'm Monty Hall, and I have $500.
Not anymore, Monty.
Okay, you have the $500. What would you like to do? Keep the $500, or do you want to buy what Jay has in this box he's bringing down the aisle? Jay, you want to bring that box on down? Jay, look out for the court. Jay, look out, Jay. Well, now we know what Jay had in the box. It was a cheese straightener. Deluxe Model 2. Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep the cheese straightener, or do you want the $500? Or do you want door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Oh, Christ. Oh, Monty, Monty. What were the doors again?
Door number one, door number two, or door number three.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right, okay, all right. No, wait, okay, wait, okay. All right, no, wait. Oh, wait, Monty, Monty, Monty. Door number one, three, two, eight. No, wait, hold on. Two, what, wait, one or two, one, three, wait, wait. Okay, wait, I didn't go yet. Definitely. Two, one, wait, three, wait, no. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a fella by the toe if you holler, you're out, Monty. No. Okay, I got it. Four. No, you don't have four. It's between two and one and three.
Oh, and by the time she picks, it's anticlimactic, you know, and a little greedy. Yes, that's it. You've won it, a 1971 Ferrari.
Oh, God, we have a small car.
Okay, let me see your license.
Well, what did I do, officer?
70 in a 35 zone. I have to give you a citation.
Look, couldn't we settle this out of court?
Tell it to the judge, buddy.
Look, how about $10?
Hand over your license, pal.
Look, I'll give you $10, and I'll give you what I've got in my glove compartment.
What you got in your glove compartment?
You want it or you don't want it?
Well, what is it?
I can't tell you. Come on.
Okay, the $10 and the glove compartment.
Okay, and you get?
Get it open, Mac. Come on.
A cheese sandwich. Oh. Most of a cheese sandwich, anyway. One chamois, dry, and one broken flashlight. Not a bad deal.
You're getting a citation. That's a deal.
Not so fast. You give me back the sandwich, the chamois, and the flashlight.
Excuse me, officer. Could you tell me how to get to a public...
Shut up, lady.
And the $10, and I'll give you what I've got in my trunk.
In your trunk?
Could be almost anything, you know. I've heard of people driving around with $1 million worth of diamonds in their trunks.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. I play golf.
Go on. Take it.
There's no telling what could be hidden in that trunk.
What's going on here?
Is there an accident or something?
Shut up, all you. Come on, get that trunk open.
Must be a dope smuggler or something.
Hold on, officer. You want what's in the trunk? Will you trade me your gun for what's in the trunk?
Take the trunk. Take it. Yeah, the trunk.
Or you can keep the cheese sandwich, and you can...
Take the trunk. Take the trunk.
I gotta have the trunk. Here.
You've won a very expensive spare tire and a pair of sweat socks.
And you want a citation.
Take the citation.
You see those billboards over there?
Hey, what are you folks doing on my land?
Your land? Would you like to trade this land for...
Hey, buddy, you were asking me about the billboards.
Take it.
The billboards are on my land.
Would you trade your citation book, the spare tire and the sweat socks, for what's behind billboard number one, billboard number two, or billboard number three?
Number one!
Oh, God.
I know what's behind the billboards. This is my land.
Number two.
Billboard number...
Too late. I won't take the citation book now, but I will take a hair curler. I'll give you an expensive car for the first person who can show me a hair curler.
Here!
That's not fair. When am I going to get a hair curler?
Oh, here's my curler!
And you've won that lovely sedan. Get in, take your husband, and get out of here.
But that's our car!
And it's all yours. Congratulations!
Nobody's going no place till I pick a billboard.
Hey, those are my billboards, you know.
Can we trade our car for a billboard?
No, it's my turn.
You want to give me your car, you can have a billboard.
Yes, I'll do it.
Oh, which billboard?
Number two.
Billboard number three.
No, one.
Or would you rather have this tractor?
The tractor!
It's my turn.
Well, looks like our time's just about up for today. We'd like to thank everyone for stopping by, and a special thank you to the Acme Outdoor Advertising Company for the billboards, John Deere for the tractor, and my wife Helen for the terrific cheese sandwich. Promotional consideration furnished by the luxurious Russell Arms, where all our guests will be staying tonight. Policeman's uniform by Mr. Norm.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Ammon Tharp, one of the original members of Bill, Deal, and the Rondells. He played keyboards. After that, he went on to form his own Fat Ammon's Band, which performed from 1978 into the 90s. Ammon Tharp just passed away at 75. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What kind of girl is this?
Never ever stays out late.
What kind of girl is this?
Girl?
Hey, it's the ultimate radio obituary already. It's for Tom Petty, the American singer, guitarist, songwriter, and producer. He just passed away at 66. Everybody talked about him all week. I'm not going to talk about him even more. Instead, I'm just going to jump right on in to the ultimate radio obituary for Tom Petty right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, I can't believe Freddie is down sick when we're going to open with this one. I just can't believe it. The ultimate radio obituary for Tom Petty right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's all right. legs start to drift. Your arms are getting heavy, hard to lift. You sink down a little deeper, and you're feeling wonderful, feeling wonderful. Maybe you're falling in love. Now they're just getting in your way. Look, now you're walking in the Holy Land. Yeah, that's you there, walking with the King. You ask, what have I done to deserve it? Well, you haven't done a thing. Falling.
That nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Tom Petty right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we've got one more tune for him and one final tune to go out on. Meaning one tune, not two. And then we're going to hand it over to another radio show coming up right after us. Of course, we want to remind you that, let's see here, we've got three more weeks of radio obituaries to go before we wrap up the radio obituary year, at which time it will be time for your titular head of research and mine to poll you in the month of November to find out what obits will go into the radio obituary retrospective that'll be coming up on November the 25th, the Saturday following Thanksgiving. Other dates to be aware of. Of course, you need to know these. I'm going to be gone on November 18th. Looks from my email like there's a special little Not Belinda out there who might be interested in that. Hopefully that's going to work out. Then going into December, I know, isn't that kooky talk? We're going to have January Fairy here in the studio on December the 16th for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, and then looking all the way out to January the 13th for the Bee's Knees. I'm sure other stuff's going to happen between now and then, but isn't that enough for you to be thinking about right now? I thought it was, because it's about time for you to start thinking about going to bed, maybe. And I don't want to get your head moving too much this close to bedtime. So like I said, one final tune to go out on. We're going to hand you over to another radio show. They'll take good care of you. Much better care of you than the WMFO Freeform Automatron, I would have to say. And then we'll be back here next week for more stick-shaking action. You know, the silliness stuff. We'll be sillier next week, I promise. I promise. But until then, you stay tuned here all week long. Hang out with us over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And we'll see you right back here next week on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Should fall.